We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
I was a highwayman. Along the coach roads I did ride. With sword and pistol by my side. Many a young maid lost her baubles to my trade. Many a soldier shed his lifeblood on my blade. Bastards hung me in the spring of 25, but I am still alive.
I'm actually really proud of Sam on this one. The artist of the day is the Outlaws of Country.
I was born upon the tide.
That was Sam's idea. That was a good one. And on this one, you get all the good ones. Johnny Cash, Willie, Waylon, and Kris Kristofferson. So you like loop them all in together. It is Festivus Friday, ladies and gentlemen. Looking at the text line, I didn't realize how popular Dana was and how amazingly much you hate me.
Aww, be nice.
I will cry myself to sleep tonight. I am hurt. It is Festivus Friday. Let me be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday. Don't vote for me. Oh, wait, you can't.
Welcome, newcomers. The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it. My son tells me your company stinks.
Oh, God.
You couldn't smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot date with a babe.
I lost my train of thought.
Like SpaceX, we are off. Let's do it. It is time to grieve, my friends. Get in early at 576-7798. As always, you can text your grievance in for the last time at this number, by the way. We'll have a new number on Monday at 22.
Oh.
Yep. Can't wait for that. That's horrible. At 22980, if you want to text in your grievance, 22980, but you can always call it in. Dana, would you like to get us started? Do you have one? If not, we'll go to the calls.
Nope, I want you to go to the calls. I am happy. Kids are healthy. I have nothing to grieve.
You're nominated. I'm not nominated. Zach and Lenexa. Please stop talking right now. Zach and Lenexa. Hello, Zach. Good afternoon. Welcome.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing well. Thanks, man.
Hi.
Great. I got a grievance for all the callers that I have heard over the years. I've been listening to you guys since I was in middle school, and I'm 23 years old now, but God, I love the show. Love the show.
Thank you.
But my grievance is for all the people that call in and they first start their call with, hey, Dana, hey, Scott, how you guys doing? But nobody over the years I've ever heard give credit to the man, the myth, the legend, Sam Stevie III. That man has saved us from so many crazies. And I love you, brother. Man, you're doing God's work out there.
Appreciate you, Zach.
That is right. He's the crazy catcher.
He is the crazy catcher.
I do weed out the crazies, that's for sure. Gotta weed them out.
Sometimes they'll call Sam just to yell about like their pizza topping. And mm-hmm. Sam's like, what? Why are you yelling at me? We're talking about apples and you're screaming about, you know, dog biscuits.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say who you are, but just today alone, Sam has said to me, you know, we'll be in a commercial break. And I'll say, okay, Sam, who do we have on the phones? And, you know, I keep a little list right here, little handy pen, little handy piece of scratch paper. And he'll say, we got Ed in South Kansas City. We got Terry in KCK. He's pretty good. Shane in Olathe. And he goes, and then there's so-and-so on line four, but I don't think you want to take that person. And I go, and you know, because I'm always looking for, like, a useful idiot or something, you know? And I'm like, well, why not? And he goes, I don't even know what they're talking about, man. And I'm just like, oh, okay. So I don't even write down a fourth name. Gavin in Kansas City. Gavin, good afternoon. Welcome.
Hey, I'm a delivery driver for a certain delivery company in Kansas City. I won't say which one.
Thank you.
But over the last couple of weeks, especially with the lockdown and everything, people have been ordering really weird things like a 300-pound coffee table that needs to go up four flights of stairs to be delivered. Yeah, you guys got to realize that there's only one person generally in a delivery truck, and sometimes we don't have dollies. So some of these things that people order are just insanely heavy, and I mean, if it's not absolutely, like, you absolutely have to have a coffee table today, can we wait until after, you know, we start opening up a little more than we already have, start ordering these things? Or at least go somewhere and buy them, please?
Gavin, do you think people...
My idea is pretty light.
Yeah, but do you think people are just getting bored and they're just trying to find something to do with their time?
Yeah.
And so,
who doesn't
need
a hot tub on the fourth floor of an apartment building?
Who doesn't?
But, I mean, that's one of my things is a lot of people don't realize that some of these delivery drivers, we're out here busting our butts trying to keep the supply chain moving, and
Amen.
It takes 45 minutes to go up a flight of stairs with a 400-pound coffee table.
It doesn't when you leave it in the front yard.
Yeah, but then we get in trouble for that. So.
I took it up to the fourth. She brought it back down, threw it in the yard. I don't know what the problem is. She's crazy. I mean, she's just nuts. All right.
But that's my main grievance.
Well, Gavin, thank you. You know, listen, for people like you and people who work in the grocery stores, it's really easy, and I'm not taking anything away from this, so let me be very clear. It's really easy to thank the doctors and the police and the nurses and the firefighters for being on the front line. Nobody ever thanks the grocery store. Well, I shouldn't say nobody. That's too much of a stretch.
Yeah.
But there's not enough thanks for the grocery store guys, the postal workers, people like you and FedEx and whatever else you're driving around in. I don't know. And I don't want to know.
Nope. Not going to thank.
But, I mean, these people are putting their lives. I'm not saying they're doing it to the extent of the doctors and the nurses. I don't want to take away from the incredible work that they're doing. But. If you work in a grocery store, I mean, you are kicking ass and taking names.
And one other group that a lot of people overlook, and 90% of my family is in that industry, is towing. We have lost so many drivers in the last 10 years because people are too busy playing with their phones and not paying attention, slowing down and moving over. I lost one of my best friends back in 2012. His name was Blake Gresham. I know you guys remember that news story.
Mm-hmm.
And then here a couple Novembers ago, we lost my buddy Johnny Stewart. And you guys remember that news story, I'm sure.
We do.
Pay attention and move over and give them room to work.
Right. And it is now a state law. A lot of people don't realize that. Tow truck drivers are not considered first responders if they're on the highway with their strobes on.
Hey, Gavin, be safe. Have a good weekend, my friend. Be well. 576-7798, you're listening to Dan and Parks, brought to you by Michelob Ultra here on KMBZ.
Oh, what you gonna do? You wanna get down? Tell me. Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do?
You wanna get out? Oh, what you gonna do? You gonna get out? Tell me.
Get down on it. Get down on it.
Come on now.
Get down on it.
Come on.
Get down on it.
Come on then.
Get down on it.
Come on.
Get down on it.
It's time to grieve, ladies and gentlemen. With nominated for a second time in a year, Dana Wright, KansasCityMag.com for Radio Personality of the Year. Jim and Sibley. Hello, Jim.
How many times can we vote for Dana?
As many times as you want. And I hope you vote 100 times tonight.
Okay. Well, since 1927, the United States has had a medal from the War Department, now Department of Defense, called the Soldier's Medal, which is the highest award for valor in a peacetime situation. And a message to, I hope, our command staff at Fort Leavenworth, they should be getting that paperwork in the box for Master Sergeant David Royer. It's a perfect example of why that medal was created. And
Jim, yeah. I've heard of the Meritorious Service Medal, which is the non-combat equivalent of the Bronze Star. I have not heard of the Soldier's Medal, and I will look that up.
It's exactly why that medal was created, and he needs, you know, he serves among them.
Amen.
Okay. Because he saved countless lives. And if you want to go back and listen to our interview earlier, it was in the third hour of the broadcast, I believe. With what he did when he saw that gunman start to open fire on that bridge in Leavenworth. I mean, he basically used his Chevy truck as a weapon and took that SOB out.
I believe, quick correction, you said third hour. I think you meant 3 o'clock hour. It was at 3:30.
Yeah, it's up on podcast. That
the chief of Leavenworth joined us.
You can also hear it in about an hour on the bonus hour.
Okay. Oh, okay. You can hear it in about an hour. Yeah, okay. Crystal in Blue Springs. Hello, Crystal.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi. My grievance is that the police officer that's responsible for George Floyd's death is only going to get a third degree charge.
Not enough, obviously.
I think up to this point, yes, a lot of people share your grievance.
Yeah, and then also my other one is the sheriff that checked the pulse. I don't know why he's not being spoken about. Because he still didn't step in, start CPR, or anything. I work at a hospital. It's just crazy to me.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting, and thank you for the call, in the next several days to see what, if any, charges the other law enforcement officers who stood by will face, if anything. I think these charges came very quickly against the primary aggressor responsible for what I believe to be murder. We'll see what they say about the other three or four who were there.
Ann in Lee's Summit. Hello, Ann. Welcome. Good afternoon. Hi there.
Hi.
Glad to talk to you. I listen to you all the time, and this is my first time to talk to you.
Well, God bless you. Thanks for calling in.
So, my grievance, I've got two real quick, and they're related. A caller earlier commented on someone who is an essential worker, but no one ever gives them credit. And I'm one of those, and no one ever mentions the daycare and preschool teachers who are allowing I've been working the whole time, and so is my daughter at our preschool in Lee Summit. And we have a lot of doctors and nurses and first responders among our parents, so we chose to stay open. No one ever mentions the people that allow those people to go to work.
Great point.
And then my son and son-in-law are both MoDOT workers, and they have been working their little buns off through this whole thing, and no one ever mentions any of that either. So,
Ann, if I may, I think maybe we being the general public, just kind of assumed you guys all shut down in the daycare business.
A lot of people did. It just depended on, we went with the Jackson County Board of Health, and we followed their recommendations, and we only allowed families who were essential workers, and they had to bring things from their employers that certified that they were essential. And we pretty much knew that anyway because of their jobs.
Understood, Ann. But did you have to create a different way of – keeping the kids away. I mean, keeping kids away from each other is like herding cats.
We had to limit our class sizes. We couldn't have more than one group. I had a group of five most of the time, and then we slowly opened up. And so I'm up to a group of seven, and we can only have one class at a time on the playground. We can't mix kids together, and then we have to stay in our room. And so my class, we can't eat in our common area anymore. We have to have lunch in our classroom and things like that. And then this week, as we've opened up more, we're making parents just drop off. We take everyone's temperature at the front door. Parents can't walk back to the classroom, so we go take the kids, shuttle them back and forth. Mm-hmm. So we're staying separated that way.
Well, thank you for being an essential worker that lets the other essential workers do their essential work.
Well, thank you. And I love you guys. Thank you.
Aww.
You be well, okay?
You have a great weekend. A great, calm weekend.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. You take care. Sam, do we just stall till the news, or do we go to Steve in Lewisburg? Steve is one of those callers that we were talking about earlier. We don't know if we should take.
You only agitate them if you mention it before you bring them on.
Okay, let's go to Steve in Lewisburg. Hello, Steve. Good afternoon.
Hi, Steve.
Hey. Okay, I kind of deserve that, but here's why. I tried to bring up the media bias and media responsibility on all of this, black people being so upset. And the mid-morning crew actually said that unarmed white people never are killed by the police. And then they challenged me to name some for some details. Well, I got three names for them: Dylan Taylor, Ryan Bollinger, and Zach Hammond. All were unarmed white, killed by the police. My point is, when you look at the police contacts per person, there's no... And I'm not saying any death is not significant, but there's no statistically significant difference in the number of blacks or whites killed by the police.
I bet there is per capita.
We're not going to challenge, but I think if you look per capita, you would be mistaken, sir.
Okay. Sam, sometimes you're right and I'm wrong.
I think a lot of times he's right and wrong.
I did warn you.
I understand.
Let's throw fuel on the race fire at 5:30 on a Friday.
Kind of a fallible argument, but I'm not here to challenge. I'm sorry. I'm putting myself in timeout for 5 minutes. News
Rolling
is next.
The flag.
576-7798. I goofed. I challenged. I apologize. I was wrong. 576-7798. Brought to you by Michelob Ultra here on KMBZ. I don't care who you are. This song doesn't make you happy. You have no soul. You truly have no soul. It is Festivus Friday, ladies and gentlemen. That's the time we get our grieve on. And then we got 2 days off. Oh, yeah. That's right. Yep. All your boys. Yes.
Yeah.
Let's go to Christy and Lee's Summit. Christy, grieve on. Come on.
Hey, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. Hi. Thank you for asking.
Okay, awesome. So I know you two will both understand this situation. I live in South Lee's Summit, which thinks they're Johnson County. You know what I'm saying? But I have Ring doorbells. A lot of people have Ring doorbells. My grievance today is trying to report a crime and then getting all the fun little comments from the neighbors of what we did wrong when you're just trying to, hey, let people know people are going through cars or whatever it is. It's just so annoying. It's like,
We had this happen last week. We're a family. Dana, you'll relate. We've got five kids. We've got, you know, one coming in from college, one's trying to move to Springfield, but can't do it because of COVID. We got a few stuff in the garage. We're holding patterns for two or three kids. So we got some cars sitting outside. And three-car garage, no excuse, apparently, if you know what I'm saying. So we had a couple cars sitting outside, moved some stuff that day, might have left the doors unlocked. I 99% of the time always lock them. And sure enough, somebody was going through our cars one night. This was last week. So I thought, okay, went out, saw car doors open, ruffling through. I'll let the Ring neighbors know somebody might be in the neighborhood. Doesn't matter that a Missouri Troopers car is sitting next door. They still went through our cars. And doesn't matter that we're on a cul-de-sac, somebody still went through our cars. So
did the crazy next door app police come out at you telling you all of the things you did wrong?
Yes. So here's what they said. I admittedly said, hey, just letting you guys know, we had a couple of cars got gone through. My daughter's car on the street wasn't touched. We for sure know it was locked. Ours might not have been, but hey, check your cars this morning. Admittedly said, hey, I know I left, but might have left my car open. Yes, here's, of course, you can imagine, lock your cars. That would solve the problem. That was one of them. And I said, yes, that is a solution to that problem. Just letting you know, there's still another problem. We've got people going through cars. Thanks for, you know, just letting people know not to be as stupid as me. Have a great weekend, you know? Totally took the
Christy,
blame on that one.
Christy, lock your cars.
I know. Here's a better one. Empty your garage. Clean your garage and put your cars in the garage. That was my God. So I have nice neighbor number 39, or, you know, we're all anonymous, that pops on there saying, well, what if we have teenagers with cars and can't put our cars in the garage? She was my defender, or he. And they said, build more garages? They literally responded with that.
Hey, why don't you get right on that this weekend? Just start building more garages for your children.
Christy.
So, yeah, we live in the typical, you know, three-car garage, nice neighborhood. I don't think the city is going to allow me to add on some garages there. Or it's
Hey, Christy, be well, be safe. We got to run.
Okay, thanks.
All right, take care. Bill in the Northland. Bill, good afternoon. Hello, Bill.
Yes, my grievance is with you two.
Okay.
I have a little problem. You always say you will not challenge a grievance. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times you go and correct people on their grievance. My grievance is this survey that said the best radio personality, Dana Wright, and Scott's nowhere on the list, and Dana stinks without Scott Parks. Scott, no, don't laugh yet. Well, Scott Parks stinks without Dana Wright.
That's true.
You two need to just leave your significant others and just hook up and make it right by all of us.
Oh, God. Now, this call was fine until that. Oh, my word.
Scott, was I wrong?
No. All right. So a little behind the scenes action here.
What?
During the bottom of the hour news, as I do every break, I say, Sam, how are we looking on the calls? You know, if there aren't a lot of people calling in, Sam will say, well, you got two, here they are. And I'll say, okay, you know, we'll see if we can get some more. And if we don't, fine, Dana and I can talk. We go to the bottom of the hour, and Sam goes, yep, full board. And I go, okay, who is it? And he goes, Christy and Lee Summit. I go, all right. And I go, slow down, hang on. I got to write all this down. Mm-hmm. He goes, we got Bill in the Northland, but he's crazy.
And he's actually crazy.
No, that's what Sam said.
Bill wants you to marry Dana. He goes, oh my God.
And he did. I had no idea what was coming, Dana. I had no idea what he was going to say. He goes, you got Bill in the Northland, but he's crazy. And then there's Larry and Gardner and Lee and Lawrence, and Lee and Lawrence is pretty funny. So let's go to Larry and Gardner, and then we'll get to Lee and Lawrence. But I want to take them in order. I think that's important. So Larry and Gardner. Hello, Larry.
Hi, Larry.
Yeah, hi, guys. My grievance is with advertising.
that you hear like on radio and then also on TV. Now, they're both a little bit different, but yeah, but I'll explain
please,
what I mean.
Please
here.
Do not name a client. Please do not.
No clients. Okay. I'm just talking about dealerships. They're selling automobiles, cars, SUVs, crossovers, wheelbarrows, skateboards, whatever. And here we go. The commercial sounds great. Everything's wonderful. And then you've got 5 seconds left. Okay, and there's a magic number here with 5 seconds. I'm not sure what 5 seconds has got to do with it, but there's 5 seconds left. What was that? Come on, give me a break. There was like 100 words in there. 5 seconds, that's 20 words a second. Are you crazy? No one understood that. Well, we told you. No, you didn't. You
know, how does it go again?
She didn't, you know. And then TV does the same thing. You know, TV does it. Only,
wait.
You know, here's the name of whatever. Here's a very good. And 5 seconds. Again, 5 seconds. And then here's this blurb. It's like the first 3 chapters of War and Peace. And it's in like a number 5 font. Now I've got a 55-inch TV, and it's number 5. You have to have a magnifying glass the size of a dinner plate, you know, worthy of Sherlock Holmes, in order to read this. Now, if they think I'm going to sit on the edge of my desk, hit my remote control so I can record this thing, okay, it's over, play it back in slow motion so I can actually see it, you know, and read it. Again, 5 seconds, 200 words, give me a break.
How did the audio go? I want to hear it one more time.
Oh, it starts with something. What's the unit?
It's only funny because it's true.
That's my favorite grievance of all time. It's so good.
That was classic.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, my word.
He was talking fast, man. I was listening close to see if there was a bad word in there.
I was catching some things in there. I'm like, he actually just said ARP. And
I think he did.
APR.
APR, whatever it is, I don't
AARP.
Care.
AARP, I don't know. If
AARP, I don't know. I mean, maybe that there's a discount for people in AARP.
We should recreate it.
Oh man, that was good. Lee and Lawrence, what up?
Hey, a couple weeks ago, I'm driving home from work in Lawrence, across Clinton Dam, and I'm listening to both Scott and Dana badmouth spam, the meat spam, and
it's not meat.
Yeah,
well,
it's
one thing to listen to somebody badmouth spam, but you guys both admitted you've never even tried it. So you don't even know. Spam is a wonderful little meat. My wife is a wonderful cook, and she makes a spam casserole with noodles and green beans and creamy, cheesy sauce and spam in it, and it is to die for.
Oh.
And have you ever sliced spam and fried it and had it with scrambled eggs? It's absolutely fantastic. Plus, when I was a little kid, I'm 60 years old now. When I was a little kid, there used to be a key on top of the spam can, and to open the can, you had to stick it in the metal and twist it around the top, and it was like a big deal to get to be the kid in the family that
aww.
Got to open the spam can.
You had to unlock that greatness.
Damn right. Anyway.
I mean, that greatness doesn't come out on its own.
No, you got to unlock it.
So, Scott, you said you were going to go out and get a can of spam. Did you do it?
No. Here's what I'm going to do for you, Lee, because I forgot about that call. I have to go to the grocery store this weekend. I want you to check me next Festivus Friday.
Okay.
Now, hang on, because we got to get to the break, but we got about 30 seconds. You tell me, how am I to enjoy my spam? And is there only one flavor?
No, there's like 30 flavors, but just get the regular spam.
Get the regular, get the original, get the original cut. Yeah.
Open up the can,
slice
it off in about quarter-inch segments.
Okay.
And have 3 or 4 of them, put them in the fry pan, and have some fried eggs or scrambled eggs and a piece of toast with it, and you'll say, gosh, Lee was right.
All right.
Lee and Lawrence was right. I should have – I'm 48 – by the way, I turned 49 in 2 weeks, and I went 49 years without understanding the delicacy that is the quarter-inch sliced spam ham.
You ought to taste
it tastes
my wife's
like,
spam
it tastes
casserole,
like cholesterol
seriously.
And a quadruple bypass.
Well, I didn't say it was healthy. I just said it tastes good.
Be well, my brother. Be
clear
well.
Things up.
You take care, Lee. 576-7798.
Party people! Yeah! Tag team music in full effect. That's me, DC, the Brain Supreme, and my man Steve Rowland. We're kicking the flow.
We're kicking the flow.
And it goes a little something like this.
Tag for the record, Dana, from the text line, I would say it's 10%, oh my God, you've got to try Spam, and 90% don't ever put that stuff in your mouth.
My grandma used to fry bologna, you know, when I was 5 or 6 years old for my grandfather. Mm-hmm. They'd do bologna and onions and eggs, and I kind of put it in that realm of processed, not really food.
Well, Spam is basically bologna in a different shaped container.
It's in a gelatinous can like cranberry sauce, Scott, and it will make that noise when you slowly...
Oh, it makes that...
Yes, it does.
...noise when you open it.
Fry it up, put it on a sandwich, you will not be disappointed.
I don't know, man. I'm a nerd.
What did he say? His wife put noodles and corn in it? Like, you can't dress that up. I'm sorry.
No, you can put that pig in a dress, but it's still a pig, man. I mean, come on, Captain.
I have never had Spam casserole. I cannot speak to the flavor.
And by the way,
casserole.
I want to address that real quick, and I'm not challenging the caller, but calling something a casserole is a fancy way of saying it's delicious. You know, my mom made a seafood casserole the other night. Well, there's nothing delicious sounding about, you know, my wife made a Spam casserole. I mean, that sounds so white trash.
You know what? He has to love it. And if he loves it and she makes it, their marriage is probably doing just fine.
Okay, fine.
Casserole is defined as a large, deep pan used both in the oven.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, thank you, Sam.
Sam, casserole is what kind of crap do I have in my fridge that I can throw?
Well, I don't agree with that.
Yes, I do it all the time. Rice, chicken, broccoli, mushrooms, I throw it all in there. That's a casserole.
See, Maggie makes a seafood casserole, and I mean, people wait in line for the seafood casserole. It's that good.
Have you ever had Frito pie casserole?
No, and I've never had Spam either, Dana.
You haven't lived. You're not from Topeka if you ain't had Frito pie casserole.
All right, let's go to Bob in Lenexa. Hello, Bob.
Good afternoon, Wheezy. How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hi.
Hey, real quick, just a little bit on the opening up of the churches, and thank God for it, finally. I know Dana likes to bang on religion a lot, and here's the deal. You guys need to get Bishop Nauman or the Archdiocese on there and show them what we've done. Because what we do now that they've opened up, we wipe down every pew, every door handle, everything between every mass. And we follow the letter of the law to the T. It is way cleaner there than it is going to Walmart or anywhere else. I promise you that. You guys need to get him on and talk about what they did. They put a video out for everybody, and it has been fantastic. It was essential. It never should have been taken off the essential list.
Well, I know a lot of people feel like that. I would like to clarify, I do not bag on churches. I bag on criminal behavior within churches. Huge difference.
Brenda in Overland Park, I think you might be getting the last word. Hello, Brenda.
Good afternoon, guys. I called you a month ago to complain about having broken my ankle and being in a boot when I was walking my dog. And I just found out that I have 3 more weeks in my ankle boot.
Oh, Brenda, that's bad news. That's no good.
Plus, it's getting hot out. Who wants to sweat in an ankle boot?
God, can you imagine the stench?
Smell like Spam.
She takes it off.
That is not what Spam smells
like. Overcooked Spam.
You're wrong.
In a casserole dish at Lee's house.
Might smell like Spam casserole, but not Spam.
A word. With dirty toilet paper. Oh, my word. Hey, we got to run, everybody. Have a great weekend, everybody. Be well. Be safe. Dana, I will see you on Monday. Sam, I will see you on Monday. Two of my best friends on the planet. Have a great weekend, everybody. Be safe. Be well. And most importantly, be good. Have a great weekend. We will see you on Monday at 2 o'clock. Take care.
A celebration to last throughout the years. So bring your good times.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.